angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors. ACE inhibitors block the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system by inhibiting the conversion of angiotensin 1 to angiotensin 2, producing vasodilation by limiting angiotensin 2-induced vasoconstriction, and decreasing sodium retention by reducing aldosterone secretion. Because ACE is also involved in the degradation of bradykinin, ACE inhibitors result in high bradykinin levels, which in turn stimulate the synthesis of prostaglandins and nitric oxide. Experimental data and hemodynamic studies in patients indicate that these latter actions may be important. Although the other vasodilators tend to stimulate the renin-angiotensin system and often lose part of their effect due to the resulting fluid retention, tolerance to the ACE inhibitors is uncommon. Many ACE inhibitors are available, and at least 7 have been shown to be effective for the treatment of heart failure or the related indication of post-infarction left ventricular dysfunction. ACE inhibitors reduce mortality by approximately 20% in patients with symptomatic heart failure and have been shown to prevent hospitalizations, increase exercise tolerance, and reduce symptoms in these patients. As a result, ACE inhibitors should be part of first-line treatment of patients with symptomatic left ventricular systolic dysfunction, ejection fraction less than 40%, usually in combination with a diuretic. They're also indicated for the management of patients with reduced ejection fractions without symptoms, because they prevent the progression to clinical heart failure. Because ACE inhibitors may induce significant hypotension, particularly following the initial doses, they must be started with caution. Hypotension is most prominent in patients with already low blood pressures. Systolic pressure less than 100 millimeters of mercury, hypovolemia, prerenal azotemia, especially if it is diuretic-induced, and hyponatremia, an indicator of activation of the renin-angiotensin system. These patients should generally be started at a low dosage, captopril 6.25 milligrams 3 times daily, enalapril 2.5 milligrams daily, or the equivalent. But other patients may be started at twice these dosages. Within several days, for those with the markers of higher risk, or at most 2 weeks, patients should be questioned about symptoms of hypotension, and both renal function and potassium levels should be monitored.